This is the fourth Sunday of Easter. It is the 8th of May 2022. This Sunday is popularly known as the Good Shepherd Sunday, for obvious reasons, one of which is that Psalm 23 is part of the liturgical calendar. So let's read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord for ever. And so, Lord Jesus, we pray that as you have declared yourself to be the Good Shepherd, so now help us, your disciples, to know you more clearly, to hear you more acutely, and make you Lord and Saviour and Shepherd. Amen. If there was a competition between which scripture was the best known, it would have to be between the Lord's Prayer and Psalm 23. The result of that competition would be very close, except, of course, amongst those who think that St. Paul also wrote Amazing Grace. This Psalm 23 is an incredibly comforting word from God. Have you ever, for example, been to a funeral where it wasn't used? But it's not just for funerals. It isn't just at the point of death. It's good for those, but don't restrict it to that. It is a psalm of great value for everyday life, for your everyday life. The Lord is my shepherd. Lord there means God, means Yahweh, means the eternal, almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing God is my shepherd. Now, funnily enough, shepherding was regarded as a lower class job. If you were an upwardly mobile Israelite in the first century, you would not want your daughter to marry a shepherd. Shepherding was incredibly hard. The job, therefore, was handed out to whoever was at the low end of the totem pole, the socially inferior. And so David, being the youngest, and therefore, of course, of no account, was out in the fields with the sheep when Samuel came knocking. They have to serve day and night, hot and cold, wet or dry. The shepherd is on duty 24/7. And why? Well, sheep are brainless. If they can find a poisonous plant to dine on, they are happy. If they can find a really dangerous place where they might break bones to wander in, they are happy. If they can find a cliff and fall over it, the rest of them say, "That looks like fun. Let's follow him." If they can get entombed into a snowdrift, others will quickly join him to keep him company, and thus they will all die. If an animal could be inherently suicidal, sheep would qualify. Now, as a matter of fact, in case you're wondering, I know about sheep. I've had to look after them in some of my work. I've also had to look after chickens. And let me tell you, chickens know a great deal more than sheep. They're a whole lot brighter. Sheep need constant care. And God declares, "I am as a shepherd to my people." The Lord Jesus came to earth to be our good shepherd. In the gospel reading for today from John chapter 10 in verse 27, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. And this describes the characteristic of a Middle Eastern shepherd to this day. The sheep know their shepherd. They're not just mutton on the hoof. You see, mostly they were milk and wool, with occasionally for meat. They know their shepherd and they follow their shepherd. They trust him and they really do recognize his voice. Except, of course, when they choose to go their own way, which, as I've tried to tell you previously, happens frequently. Isaiah the prophet saw Jesus in prophetic visions centuries before his birth. And in Isaiah chapter 53, starting at verse 3, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus is the good shepherd in the same way that the Friday of Holy Week is Good Friday. He is our Saviour. He is our Redeemer. He is our only Saviour. And when he is our Saviour and our Shepherd, the psalmist rightly says, I shall not want. He is the living water that ends man's thirst for God and fulfills it. He is the bread of heaven who ends man's hunger for salvation and fulfills it. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He maketh me to lie down. Any shepherd will tell you that sheep will not lie down until they are free from hunger, from fear, from friction amongst the flock, and free from flies and parasites. And only the shepherd can supply this safety and security in the conditions that they need. Only the Lord Christ can deliver us from the evil one, from the power of sin, and from the power of temptation. And so we read in verse 3 that he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Restoration in the Bible very often refers to salvation. You remember the invitation of Jesus, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Weary and burdened with sin, looking for salvation, I will give you salvation. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Good Shepherd restores our soul. If a sheep rolls onto their back, they will quickly die, and they have no ability to right themselves. Only the shepherd can help. It's very hard to get a sheep upright once it's rolled onto its back. I have personal experience of this. It took everything I had to get that sheep up on its feet. Only the Lord Christ can take away the burden and the heaviness of our sin and set us on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Again, I want to implore you, do not just restrict this to the time of death. In Israel, in the winter, sheep are kept in the lowlands, and then as summer approaches, they are taken up into the high mountain pastures, and to get there, they must go through valleys. If you looked at a 3D model of Israel, you would find that there would be the ridges of the mountains cut, constantly being cut with sharp, deep valleys because of erosion. And in those valleys, there is treacherous footing where they can break bones. There are places for predators to hide who can then jump out. Lions, jackals, dogs, snakes, wolves. The very depth and narrowness of these valleys means that they are often gloomy, even at midday. And all this means, of course, that the shepherd must be constantly on guard, defending them, guiding them, putting them on the right path. He says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Comfort, remember, doesn't just mean reassurance. It means strengthening. The sheep go forward confidently because they know their shepherd has gotten their back. We today are in no lesser danger. Who can deny that you and I also face lions and wolves and predators in the way of our life and in our society? First Peter chapter 5 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And the Lord says, I am with you always, even to the end of time. We are never left out there, exposed, helpless, in danger. In verse 5, the shepherd says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Can we deny that trials and troubles surround us on all sides? And yet the Lord Jesus sustains and feeds and protects us. Why else do you think he would teach us to pray that we should be delivered from the power of evil, from the power of sin, from the power of temptation? Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. He gives us his Holy Spirit, often symbolized by oil in Scripture. In the first century, Middle Eastern shepherds, even to this day actually, would coat a sheep's head with oil that has been suffused with herbs and spices to both deter and heal and be a salve from biting insects and parasites. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We must grasp and grasp early that we are all on a pilgrimage. That's the message of Psalm 23. We came into the world by birth, we travel through it, and we leave it by death. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, supplies our needs in life and in death. He assures us, he comforts us with the knowledge of a heavenly home, the house of the Lord, forever. Forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All right. Now, so far, so good. All that I have said is classic boilerplate preaching on the 23rd Psalm. This is what you came expecting to hear, and all of it is solid biblical truth. But none of it will be worth a hill of beans to anyone who hears it if verse 1 is not true. Verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Jesus is only your good shepherd if he is your Lord. So we must ask, am I a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? Am I a faithful disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? Is the Lord Jesus my God, my Lord, and my God? You see, Jesus says, "My sheep know my voice." And indeed, sheep do know, as I've told you. They do recognize the voice of their shepherd amongst all the conflicting voices of other shepherds. So, is my life attuned to the voice of the Lord Christ? Here is a sad but true fact. Many, many people know the 23rd Psalm, but only a few know the shepherd it speaks of. Are you amongst the many, or are you amongst the few? Do you know the shepherd? Do you know his voice? Only those who offer the Lord Christ their souls and bodies as a living sacrifice are his sheep. Only those who worship him in their lives, with their lives, can hear him and follow him as their shepherd. And so I beg of you, do not be swept along just by the sentiment of this psalm. Do not be content to simply know this psalm. Ah, the good shepherd. Ah, yes, what comfort. No, strive. Strive to know and hear and follow the Lord Jesus Christ as the Good Shepherd.